is brought to you by Head Start Basketball.
Hello, and welcome to the 40th edition of the Coach's Corner Roundtable on the Hoopheads podcast. Each episode of the Coach's Corner Roundtable will feature our all-star lineup of guests answering a single basketball question. A new Coach's Corner Roundtable will drop around the 15th of each month. April's roundtable question is, what is the most undertaught skill in the game of basketball? Share one thought about how coaches can teach that skill better. Our coaching lineup this month includes Dominic Amorosa from Strake Jesuit College Prep, Eric Bueller from Chatfield High School, Joe Harris from Lake Chelan High School, Kyle Koontz from Lake Forest Academy, Peter Lonergan from Basketball Australia, Harry Maninen, the author of Complex Basketball Coaching, Gabe Miller from Loras College, Matthew Raidbard, the author of Lead Like a Pro, Don Showalter from USA Basketball, John Shulman from the University of Alabama Huntsville, Joe's Decision from Unleashed Potential, and John Wilkham, the author of Walk On Warrior. Please enjoy this roundtable episode of the Hoopheads podcast, and once you're finished listening, please give the show a 5-star rating and review after you subscribe on your favorite podcast app. If you're a basketball coach at any level, please check out our Hoopheads Coaching Mentorship Program. You'll get matched with one of our experienced head coaches and develop a relationship that will take your coaching, your team, your program, and your mindset to another level. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Hoopheads Pod for the latest updates on episodes, guests, and events from the Hoopheads Pod. Hey, Hoopheads, transform your training this April with our partners and friends at Dr. Dish Basketball. Their Dr. Dish shooting machines are undoubtedly the most advanced and user-friendly machines on the market. Get $1,500 off any new machine in the month of April. Learn more at drdishbasketball.com and follow their incredible content at Dr. Dish B-Ball on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Mention the Hoopheads podcast and save an extra $300 on the Dr. Dish Rebel, All-Star, and CT models. Visit drdish.com for details. That's a great deal, Hoopheads. Get your Dr. Dish shooting machine today.
Hello, this is Brad Stamps, head boys basketball coach at Fayetteville High School, and you're listening to the Hoopheads podcast.
Prepare like the pros with the all-new Fast Draw and Fast Scout. Fast Draw has been the number one play diagramming software for coaches for years. You'll quickly see why Fast Model Sports has the most compelling and intuitive basketball software out there. For a limited time, Fast Model is offering Hoopheads listeners 15% off Fast Draw and Fast Scout. Just use the code HHP15 at checkout to grab your discount, and you'll be on your way to more efficient game prep and improved communication with your team. Fast Model also has new coaching content every week on its blog, plus play and drill diagrams on its play bank. Check out the links in the show notes for more. Fast Model Sports is the best in basketball. Coaches, do you have a point guard or leader you're going to be counting on next season to run the show for you? Don't leave next season to chance. Thousands of coaches send their players to a point guard college camp each summer to learn to think the game, lead a team, and run the show. Your players will be smarter, better leaders, and better equipped to foster a championship culture next season in practice and in your locker room. I've seen firsthand how PGC camps have had a huge impact on players and coaches that I know, both on and off the court. You can go to pgcbasketball.com to find a 5-day, 4-night camp near you. That's pgcbasketball.com. Let's hear from our coaches about the most undertaught skills in the game of basketball. Dominic Amorosa, Strake Jesuit College Prep in Houston, Texas.
This is Dominic Amorosa from Strake Jesuit. One of the most undertaught things in our game is spacing. With young players, I think you got to use dots on the floor to help them understand. As kids get older, I think you got to use a lot of freeze, stop action, give them the ball back, and then replay to try to help them understand spacing and movement without the ball.
Eric Bueller, Chatfield Senior High School, Littleton, Colorado.
Hey, what's going on, Hoopheads? This is Eric Bueller at Chatfield Senior High. in Colorado. And this week we were asked what we thought the most undertaught skill in the game of basketball is and how we think coaches should teach it. I think that you can go a lot of ways with this one, but I would say the one I see the most from youth all the way through high school and even into college is passing. I think passing is the most undertaught skill. And I think it has its own challenges because there's a lot you can do with the basketball to improve your skill, but it's hard to pass yourself in your driveway or in the rec by yourself. We can get lots of shots up. We can do a lot of ball handling drills, but it's hard to work on passing. And my suggestion for it is pretty simple. I think kids get good at passing fairly quickly. As long as you spend 2, 3, 5 minutes a day working on a different type of passing, maybe against pressure, maybe full court passing, maybe passing on the move, things like that. I think that makes kids a lot better at passing. Something we do that I know helps us with our passing is we just do a lot of full court fast break drills. And you can coach while a drill's going on, plus kids like getting up and down the court. But when you focus on the passing in those drills, you see some pretty quick improvement. And kids start to understand angles and how to read defenses and things like that. So all that factors into passing. That's all I got this time. I hope everyone out there is doing well. And I'll talk to you guys next time. Thank you.
Joe Harris, Lake Chelan High School, Lake Chelan, Washington.
Hello, Hoopheads. This is Joe Harris at Chelan High School with today's roundtable question. What's the most undertaught skill in the game of basketball today? I believe fundamental skills are undertaught at all youth levels, in particular the skill of passing. You can start by teaching your teams to value the ball always in every drill that you do, whether you have all offensive drill, 5-on-0, 3-on-0, 2-on-0, or whether you add defense to it. You need to begin to teach your players when to pass, where to pass, and how to make the easy pass. In particular, be on time and on target with your passing. Everybody wants to shine, but nobody really wants to polish. And this is an area, I guess, where those players can really polish their game by being a good passer. You can do this in your daily routine. You can do it part of your pre-practice. But again, you need to do this daily with your players, and again, teaching them to value that ball. You can start with 2-on-0, add some defense to it in your pre-practice. But when you get into your drills and skills during your regular part of your practice, or when you start the scrimmage, again, you need to have your players value making passes that are on time and on target always. Hope this is something that has helped all of you out. And again, thanks for having me on.
Kyle Koontz, Lake Forest Academy in Chicago, Illinois.
Kyle Koontz here from Lake Forest Academy. Been a little while since I've been able to contribute to these posts, but this question really struck a chord for me because it's something that I've really focused on over the last 2.5 years coming out of COVID and coming out of the big pause that we had. For me, if I were to identify a specific skill that we need to make sure that we are focusing on in terms of our development and ways that we can teach it, it would be decision making. I think a lot of our skill development here in the States, I think back in the past 20 years or so, has been a lot of 1-on-0, a lot of 2-on-0, a lot of 3-on-0 type of drills. And I fell victim to that as well, particularly when I was first getting into coaching and trying to get patterns of motion or simple drills in that our guys can repeat over and over again to increase their skills. And I definitely think there is a place for that in skill development, particularly when it comes to repping basic fundamentals over and over again. But coming out of COVID, and some of the research that I did during our pause when I was unable to coach, just teaching decision-making and putting players in positions to make decision-making in our workouts, in our practices, not necessarily in 5-on-5 settings, is something that I put a very big focus on for our players. And I've definitely seen it paid off at all of our levels. So you think about the small-sided games that have become more and more viewable out there. Think about just kind of decision-making within our skill work. You know, one-on-ones, two-on-ones, three-on-ones, three-on-threes. I think that stuff is really important for our players because when it comes down to it, basketball requires an ability to be very sound fundamentally, and you get that through great teaching and repping the basic fundamentals over and over again. But it's a game that more and more, and the way it's played today, is faster, is quicker, and not only requires a high level of skill, but it requires a high level of thought process and decision making. And the best way to become a really good decision maker is to consistently be put in those situations over and over and over again, right? Just like if you're going to become a really good shooter, right, you need to get in the gym and you need to shoot and make hundreds of shots a day. Well, it's the same thing for decision making, right? If you want to be a good decision maker, you need to be put in those situations over and over and over again. And then gradually the correct decision to make in a specific situation becomes almost unconscious. And that's something that I think we can do a better job as coaches to do over the course of our practices, over the course of our workouts, over the course of our individual training. And there is more and more information out there on ways that you can continue to do that. So I've taken that as part of my coaching in the last 2.5 years. And I look to continue to grow that within myself so that I can provide our players the opportunity to continue to become better decision makers on the court.
Peter Lonergan, Director of High Performance Coach Development for Basketball Australia.
Hi, this is Peter Lonergan from Basketball Australia. The skills that I think are really undertaught and undervalued even in our game are that of passing and catching. The ability of players to create a pass, to throw to the advantage of a teammate, to construct the next play by your pass, passing angles, feeding the post, pick and roll passing, hitting cutters, hitting shooters. I think they're all skills that we talk about and we espouse, but we don't actually teach and define as well. Linked to that is catching. Can you catch it clean? We know that fumbles kill space in offense. Can we catch it loaded? Are we ready to go? Are we ready to make the next play? Are we shot ready? Are we drive ready with our clean hands? For me, improving that area is going to improve offense in general.
Ari Mananen, coach and author from Finland.
The most undertaught skill in basketball is players' ability to function optimally as a team. I mean, we tend to treat individual technical skills and physical capabilities as if they were important as such, but they are not. Players' individual capabilities are only important as means to improve the probability that their team should win. The game is played primarily by teams and only secondarily by individuals. The functioning of all teammates is interwoven. That's what we should be teaching, how to function as a collective in order to beat another collective.
Gabe Miller from Loras College.
I think one of the most undertaught skills in college basketball or any level is just teaching different 1- and 2-footed finishes around the rim for guards and post. One thing that we've utilized for practice is getting guys to practice 5 or 10 minutes early, and instead of just throwing up shots or messing around a little bit, we have them do a pre-practice routine where they're doing different inside, outside pivots off 1, 2 foot, different Euro step finishes. This is for bigs and guards. We'll also do some post breakdown drills within this segment that are different finishes around the rim for the post, up and unders or reverse layups, reverse Mikens, whatever it is, just to get the reps and to build that habit so that when we're, you know, telling them, hey, finish at the rim off 2 feet, they have different things in their bag of tricks that they can go to.
Matthew Radebard, author of Lead Like a Pro.
Hey, Hoophead fans. This is Coach Matt Radebard back for another edition of the Hoops Head Roundtable. Glad to be here with you this month. Talking about what is the most undertaught skill in basketball today. I thought long and hard about this one. Several skills came to mind, but ultimately I settled on passing as the most undertaught skill. You know, passing is so important to the game of basketball. It's such a beautiful game. You know, when the ball is whipping around the court, everybody's touching it, it's moving, getting the defense in a scramble. It's just such a joy to watch. But more than that, passing teaches you sharing, collaboration, teamwork. You know, it also is really important to teach passing because, you know, where you put the ball for your teammates, you put it right in the shooting pocket. You know, do you, you know, use a bounce pass to get your post guy the ball in a roll? Do you throw it up high at the rim for him or her? You know, that highlights your teammates' strengths, puts them in a position to succeed. It's also a form of leadership. You know, passing the ball, getting your teammates the ball. If one of your teammates is really confident or, you know, has a hot hand or getting them, you know, that shot in the corner that they really love, you know, that's really, those are really important and valuable leadership skills as well that your teammates can take on through passing. So I definitely think that's the most undertaught skill. And it's really about teaching the basics, going back to, you know, flicking those wrists, getting those thumbs pointing down, you know, getting real low on that bounce pocket pass, the overhead throw ahead to put pressure on the defense and potentially fast break. You know, all those different types of passes, I think it's important for coaches to teach and for their athletes, their players to learn for all those reasons. So hope everybody listening will consider throwing in a few extra passing drills and really emphasizing passing with their team so that it's no longer an undertaught skill and we can get back to passing being one of the strengths of a lot of our players. All right, everyone.
Nate Sanderson, Thrive on Challenge.
What's up, everybody? This is Nate Sanderson from Thrive on Challenge and head girls basketball coach at Mount Vernon High School in Iowa. And Mike, when you ask that question of what are some of the most undertaught skills in the game of basketball, you know, it's difficult to answer without being in a lot of practices other than my own. But I can tell you the area that we were really trying to grow in this year, and that is trying to teach decision making, but not simply putting kids in a place where they have to repeat decisions in drills or games or in practices, but really trying to tease apart the difference between perception, in other words, not having enough information from the environment to make a good decision. And let me kind of illustrate what I mean by that. The analogy that I use with our players and coaches is that if I were to pull up to a stop sign and try to cross a busy highway where the cross traffic is not stopping, now I could very easily get myself into trouble if, number one, I don't know where to look to see where the cars are coming from. So I might not have the information that there's a car coming from the north at 55 miles an hour, and I don't see it because I didn't look. Without that information, assuming that car wasn't there, I might make a good decision to cross the interstate and get myself in big trouble. Now, you also might think, well, I saw the car, but I didn't really judge the speed correctly. So that then becomes a decision problem. There's a difference there between perceiving the car and then deciding, do I have time to get across before it's going to reach me? And I think that's a pretty good analogy from when we think about, for us, the turnovers that we commit a lot in games. As we went back through our turnovers this year, and we did this during the season as well as kind of in our season review, we started categorizing our turnovers in three ways. One, is it a physical skill deficiency that we lack? In other words, do we not know how to physically make the correct pass in a certain situation? I'll give you an example. We had a game this past December where we turned the ball over seven times trying to feed the high or the low post. Well, when we went back and watched the film, we looked at the way that we were trying to feed the post, and we're trying to throw it over the top, and we're not using bounce passes, and we're not using fakes, and that was a real technique issue for us. And so we went back and we worked on the physical fundamentals of how to throw those entry passes. But there are other times where we make decisions or we make turnovers where the decision is poor. The physical execution of the skill is all right. And to give you an example of that, oftentimes in our press break, one of the things that we struggled with was when do we throw it to the middle of the floor and when are we better off reversing it in the backcourt? And that's an issue. Again, that's an important decision. But what we started to tease out is there are times when we would throw it to the middle and it was very clear that our passer didn't see where the defense was rotating from. That's something that we didn't teach. It's not something that we talked about in practice when we go through our walkthroughs. And we realized that that's something that lacked that we needed to give more time and attention to in our film or in our preparation. And so teaching kids where to look to find the information in the environment that they can then process to make the best decision was key for us. Now, there are also times where a player would see, or we would ask them in a practice, you know, what'd you see there? What decision did you make? And again, we're evaluating their ability to scan the environment and then the ability to make the right decision. And I know those things may sound like they're wrapped up into one, but for us, I think it's been a new perception, a new way to think about perception in terms of separating it just from the decision. And are there areas where the skill of scanning the environment is something that's lacking in our players? And how can we help to teach them in different situations through film, through walkthrough, through stopping live play and asking good questions in our practice to help us with our perception and decision making?
Don Showalter, USA Basketball.
Hi, Don Showalter here from USA Basketball. And the question is, what is the most undertaught skill in the game of basketball? I think the most undertaught skill is footwork and balance. As I travel around the country and watch various practices from the youth level, high school, and college level, I think that there's not much done as far as teaching great footwork. Jump stops, pivots, that's kind of just assumed the players can do that. So I think that's the first really undertaught skill. I think another undertaught skill is screening. I see very little very few coaches teaching the art of screening and how to read screens and then using those screens the best way possible. So footwork and balance, and then I would say screening would be the two that I think are the most undertaught skills. And really, when you think about it, they are one of the two of the skills that are certainly really important in the game of basketball.
John Shulman, University of Alabama Huntsville and the 720 Sports Group.
This is John Shulman, head basketball coach at the University of Alabama in Huntsville. And the question is, what do I think is the most undertaught skill in basketball, and how can you develop that skill? Gosh almighty. You know, what level are we talking about? Being able to shoot the ball, I think it's an undertaught skill with good form. Passing is definitely a forgotten skill in delivering it to you on the money. I don't like handling the ball is not, because that's all kids want to do is put the ball on the floor and with 88 combo moves. So I don't think that's it. What we believe here when we get our kids here at UAH, and I don't even know if these are skills, but it's what I'm going to talk about. What we do, and we, you know, I was never the coach to deal with this when I was at any other place but here. But we really, really, really play off 2 feet. And I've got an assistant coach, Anthony Camara, who believes in it, and we do it every single day. And we don't allow guys to go off 1 foot, or, you know, the only way we do it, if you have an uncontested layup and you can go score without any confrontation, then we'll play off 1 foot. Other than that, we play off 2 feet. And Villanova's made it very popular to do that after watching the NCAA tournament again. And I don't think they have the most talent in the NCAA, but for whatever reason, they're always poking around at that national championship, the Final Four, and playing well at tournament time because they play off 2 feet. I think it's a very undertaught, underdeveloped skill that kids have to understand. You play off 2 feet, you play for others, you play for yourself, but, you know, it reserves what we say, it reserves the right. It reserves your right to change your mind. If you drive that daggum ball and you play off 2 feet, you can always change your mind. And if you play off 1, you are stuck. So that would be probably mine, is playing off of 2 feet. We drill it. We work on every one of our shooting drills is playing off of 2 feet. And if you don't, we have a heavy ball in the corner and you can run with that heavy ball above your head for a down and back. You know, it's just a reminder. You know, I think you probably going to have to do 21 straight days of anything to make it a habit. But that's a hard habit because kids do not want to play off of 2 feet. But I will say this, and at our place, boxing out is very important. We think that's a skill, and we work on a two-on-two weak side box out drill every single day. And that is, a shot goes up, we're looking, we have to find our man to force that process. We have to find them. We have to stop their momentum or chuck them. We have to box and we go get the ball. But that is a four-step process that we do every single day in boxing out. We also jump to the ball defensively every single day. We think that's a skill, jumping to the ball to shrink the court and to already hurry up and get in your gap. But probably the least taught skill and the least skill of anybody has anymore is just competing. And we think that's a skill now. Just competing, wanting to win, making every drill competitive, making every 5-on-5 competitive, making every 1-on-1 or 2-on-2 competitive, making shooting competitive, having something on the line. Because back in the day, everybody used to be competitive, but now it is a skill. Hope this helps. Hope everybody's doing well, and hope you have a great spring and summer, and good luck to you.
Joe's Decision. Unleashed Potential, Carlisle, Pennsylvania.
Joe's Decision, Unleashed Potential. This month's question is, what is the most undertaught skill in the game of basketball today? And list one thing that you can share to help improve that skill. The one skill that I feel is the most undertaught one in the game of basketball today is learning to play off of 2 feet. We train kids at Unleashed Potential and professionals, college, high school, any level. And one thing that we have found is most players today do not know how to play off of 2 feet. That is a skill that is very, very important in the game of basketball today. If you watch Villanova play, or if you've ever been to any other practices, they spend a great amount of time and they do a fabulous job of teaching players to play off of 2 feet. They literally drill this day in and day out. That's one thing that we have done at Unleashed Potential, is to really spend a lot of quality time on learning how to play off of 2 feet. There's a couple of reasons for this. I do some work with Canada Basketball in terms of speaking for their super clinics up in Canada, and have had an opportunity to work with coaches from Canada and that also speak at the same clinics I do. And one of the things I'd like to point out is there's some analytics that they have done that show that they have a 10% greater chance of making a basket at the rim when playing off of 2 feet than playing off of one foot. And it's really a striking statistic that playing off of two will allow you to raise your shooting percentage by 10% at the rim versus playing off of one. And what we tell players all the time is, very seldom in a game are you going to get a right-handed off the right side layup line layup, or left hand off the left side layup line layup during the game. It's just not realistic. So what we try to do is we try to teach players how to land onto and be able to step through and play off of 2 feet, be able to pivot after jump-stopping on 2 feet, being able to power the basketball up. I just think, and be able to use their body also when doing that, and be able to absorb contact. And with that, with playing off of 2 feet, gives you better balance in terms of finishing your shot than going in off of 1 foot and getting knocked off the line of the basket. So there are a couple of reasons why we do this. And like I said, what we practice at with Unleashed and our players is we take them through a series of drills where they must come into the basket area and play off of 2 feet, either powering the layup through for a finish after landing on two, or landing on two as the help side comes over and step through and go up and finish, being able to pivot and reverse pivot off of two and come back. So there are many, many options that we work on at the basket with players, teaching them how to play off of two, because that's only going to help them when they get to the higher levels, especially if they want to go on to play college basketball. And also it's going to increase, like I said, through the analytics, I have learned that there's at least a 10% increase in shooting percentage at the rim by playing off of two versus playing off of one. So that's just a skill that I feel like everywhere I've been and everything I've done, you don't see a whole lot of teaching being done on that skill. And I feel it's a very, very important skill for players at any level of basketball to increase their level of play. Thank you.
John Wilkham, author of Walk On Warrior.
Hey, everybody. This is John Wilkham, author of Walk On Warrior, Hoopheads contributor. Super excited to be with you today to talk about the one skill that I believe is undertaught. The thing that I want to say is just coming off an amazing national championship game and watching the teams that made it to the end. Today's day and age, there's so much time spent on individual skill development. And, you know, whether players are working out on their own or, you know, with a trainer. And then obviously all the AAU basketball in the summer, so focused on individual isolation basketball, which is essentially what the NBA is. But to me, the most undertaught skill, when you watch a team like Kansas, the ball moves. There is, you could count them, a handful of isolation plays in that national championship game. But actually understanding how an offense and a defense should flow, what ideal spacing looks like, getting the ball into the post, you know, once a possession, making sure you're passing the ball to guys in positions where they can, you know, make a makeable shot. I think that to me is the most undertaught skill. And having coached a lot of teams and run thousands of practices, both as a player and a coach, I'd say there's so much time spent sometimes on you know, the pace and the speed of practice and going from drill to drill, and it's intense, it's loud, communication is good, which are all really good things. But in terms of actual teaching, you know, how many times do you slow down and you look at where guys are on the floor and you look at their skill sets, and does everybody actually understand that for our team to play its best basketball, you know, this is how it has to go. I think that's a super underutilized part of the game. It's something that I would really lean on in terms of something that could be taught more.
Thanks for checking out this month's Hoopheads Podcast Roundtable. We'll be back next month with another question for our all-star lineup of coaches.
Thanks for listening to the Hoopheads Podcast, presented by Head Start Basketball.